from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Jokic is balling. His teammates are hitting shots. It's 51-40 now, though, on a Steph Curry three. He's fired. He's locked in. Just not enough shots are falling so far for Team USA, and they find themselves now down 11 with, just 45 seconds to go here in the first half as we broadcast live from Hurtado in Mansfield. Come get some barbecue, some G-Bag Nation Stella Artois glasses, and some fellowship here with you. Of course, we'll be at the Arlington location coming up on Saturday for Fan Bowl as Bobby Belt from Sean and RJ joins us now here in the nation. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing outstanding, man. Of course, training camp last week. Let's start there. Overall impressions, expectations for this season and their chances of winning the division.
So I think I've been pretty pessimistic about the Cowboys' chances this offseason. What did you guys do? You guys went through the schedule. What did you guys have, Matt?
9-8.
9-8. Yeah, I think I had them 8-9 or 9-8, somewhere around there. And so it looks like a 500 football team to me. We got out to Oxnard. I thought it still looked a lot like a 500 football team to me. Now, a lot of that is also there's no CeeDee Lamb. That's going to be a big dynamic part of what they do. You don't know what they're doing at left tackle yet. You don't know what you have in your center. A lot of the Mike Zimmer changes we're not going to see until we get into real game time. So those are all questions and variables that you can't account for, and have to say they could be just as good as they were last year once all that clicks into place. But as it stands right now, it looks to me like a pretty average football team.
Is it the offense that has you most worried? I mean, I feel like I came out of there a little bit more optimistic with what we saw with the pass catchers that were not CeeDee Lamb. Like, hey, okay, these guys are – like, Tolbert looks like he might be able to hang a little bit now. You know, you got something in Turpin. Maybe it's a Cropper or Brooks or whatever. But those guys kind of showed out. And then, like, the glimpses we saw of Tyler Guyton versus Micah was like, looks like you may have a day one capable left tackle here in Guyton.
Yeah, I mean, Guyton – like, I do feel like Guyton will be a Pro Bowl-type player eventually over the course of his career. I don't know if that time's going to be now. I mean, he's still a young player. There's still a lot that – he's coming around on. I mean, Mike Solari has given feedback that says this is a guy who's still learning a lot what he needs to do and what his responsibilities are. But to me, there's no depth on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, they're corners. They got some decent corners, so they've got depth there. But they could get challenged really easily if they lose anybody on defense. That defensive line
agreed
has
on that.
Nothing.
Yeah. D-line is bad.
D-line has no depth right now. The linebackers are a question. Safety, same sort of thing. So defensive depth is a concern for me, and it's just I don't know that it's going to be any better offensively than it was last year. You don't have any sort of threat in the run game right now. There's nothing to keep anybody honest. I mean, obviously you hope Jake Ferguson continues to progress, but a lot of it's also going to be on like how quickly does that offensive line cohesion come into place.
It's Bobby Belt here with you from Sean and RJ. You hear him 6 to 10 weekday mornings, plus on the Love of the Star podcast with Broadus. Now, speaking of Broadus, he's been saying for months, highly possible, that Dak doesn't get another contract done. Where are you with that storyline currently?
I think Brian and I probably view it similarly right now, which is I would lean, I don't know, you keep going back and forth, and every day where you hear them talk about it or you hear Dak talk about it, you kind of shift a little bit. But, I mean, if I was guessing on it right now, I'd probably lean 55-45. He's somewhere else next year. Because there's too much here that it feels like the groundwork was already laid. You should have been able to figure out a lot of the issues that were there, you know, from the last time. And Steven had said, I think it was to Pat Doney, he'd given an interview to him 2 years ago where he said, what's one of the things you maybe regret of your time here? And he's like, biggest thing that comes to mind is we probably would have taken care of Dak earlier. Probably would have been earlier. Yeah. Well, if that was your biggest regret, and 2 years later, you're kind of dragging your feet a little bit or whatever else. And that's their prerogative to say they don't want him back potentially or they want something that's better. If that's the case, fine, say it. But I think that both sides have some fatigue of each other. And I think especially it really exists right now with Dak.
Yeah.
I think Dak has the you know, it's like never meet your heroes. Dak met his heroes. Dak met his childhood team, the Dallas Cowboys. And I think that over the course of time, you go, all right, this is really a business. And I think he's more business-minded and business-oriented than he's ever been in his career.
Yeah, now, your guy Sean will stir things up. He was tweeting about how Dak liked to post, you know, asking, what do you do when your environment doesn't recognize you?
Yeah, I mean, look, he...
Is that just leadership talk, or is he hinting towards...
I would think so. Like, I mean, feeling appreciated. Like when we hear Dak talk, like, I mean, I it doesn't surprise me at all that Dak would follow Instagram pages like Success Minute and Andrew Huberman and all these like mental edge things and motivational things. So yeah. I don't know totally if that's what it means, but obviously, like, I mean, given the context of everything else, it doesn't look great. It's just something that on its own probably doesn't look like anything, but given the context of everything else that's there, it at least makes you think about it enough so that it got Sean to work, you know, during his paternity leave to actually take a screenshot, to post that. I mean, that's a lot for those little hands.
He's setting the tone. He is. I do want to pick your brain on the Dak side of this because I'm obviously one that the Cowboys do wait to the last minute, it seems like, to do all of these deals.
Mm-hmm.
But in this scenario, I do think Dak and his camp also have no reason to want to get a deal done right now. I think if you wait, the money just seems to keep going up and up and up. And if you're a free agent, then you can really just decide where you want to go and play. So from Dak Prescott's side of things, I mean, I guess the rebuttal is there's so much of a benefit to being the Cowboys quarterback. But is all that stuff really something?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That you think for Dak, and I know you're not talking with him about
sure.
this, but he would really weigh over, hey, I can go get $70 million to go play in Vegas or wherever the hell it might be.
I mean, I guess Before I totally like dive in, I guess I'd ask you, what do you think the benefits of being the Cowboys quarterback are?
I think really it's just the endorsement opportunities. Mm-hmm. Are those going to follow with you to wherever you go? And then two, we've seen, right? Tony Romo and Troy Aikman are both in the booth right now. Now, maybe Dak ends up having all those opportunities regardless. He was the Cowboy quarterback for 10 decades.
Right.
But there is something where it's like, okay, you wear the star on your helmet, but it's also the most scrutinized position in all of sports, and maybe he's sick of dealing with
that. Yeah, I think there's, back when Cliff Lee was a free agent with the Rangers, there was the report that he thought Chuck Greenberg and the Rangers were putting way too much emphasis on the idea of look what you save and no state taxes, that they were too hyper focused on something that when he broke it down, he's like, that's not the value you think it is. I think from Dak's side, he might think that's not the value you think it is. You can throw that out here in these negotiations, but that's not what you think. Think of one of the biggest advertising campaigns that's existed for an NFL player in the last decade. It's Discount Double Check. It's Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, Wisconsin, in the smallest market in the NFL. And so I think that there's a little bit of an argument to be made that says if you are a star quarterback, that transcends any market that you're in. You are a national product regardless of where you play and what you do. And so I think a lot of that would follow him regardless. And look, there may not be an interest in terms of you have to get it done right now. But I think if the Cowboys said, here's 62 a year, for instance, or whatever number they're looking for on guarantees or whatever it would be, he would say yes. So I think for him, it's not that there's no reason to get a deal done right now. It's for him, he's thinking there's no reason to settle right now. There's no reason to come over to their side or meet them in a middle ground. I can get what I want.
He's a squeaky clean guy, too, with advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
He's now, the family guy and all that stuff like that. Not going to be the off-the-field problems, things like that. You don't have to worry about advertisers. They won't have to worry about him.
Right.
Wherever he goes. But it might mean a little more, though, that he is the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. I think there's some legitimate thought about that, and maybe he takes his side hustle money and takes care of his family that way. Maybe he doesn't have to touch any of his football money to make sure that his family, his dad, his brothers, anybody else gets taken care of, So that, that might be important to him.
No, that's an argument that you can make when you look at it from that angle and say, here are these other arguments. I just look at it and I say, the Dallas Cowboys brand is more important to somebody like Jalen Smith, who when Jalen Smith wants to get his clear eye view lenses and everything else out there, like that's where the brand really matters. And when you're taking a deal, you go, all right, I'll take a little less because this brand matters to me or this brand matters to this player, that player. I just look at it and I go, oh, the history has told us quarterbacks generally get what they want. I don't know how much – maybe Dak wants to go in and do a broadcasting career. Maybe he wants to take Romo's job a second time. That's totally possible. but I think that what he wants to do is probably, just from a lot of what we've heard him say, I could see him just saying he wants to go away when he's done.
I think you're right, Bobby. I do. I'm trying not to speak for him, but, I think we'd all get tired of waking up every morning and watching ESPN lead a story about me, and not always in a positive way, So the scrutiny here is so much different than maybe some other teams. And, Dak's a very strong guy, but I waking up every morning and having to hear the criticisms, I don't think is always a great thing.
I don't want to read too much into things or whatever else. Go take a look back. Just go to YouTube and look up the press conference that Dak did in the locker room after the first game, the last preseason game last year where they had traded for Trey Lance. And it was first time in front of the media after they traded for Trey Lance. And he's fine. I don't think the Trey Lance thing bugged him, really. I think he was bugged that this is our time to say goodbye to Will Greer and you guys are standing me up here to talk in front of the locker after we just said goodbye to somebody. I think that bugged him more than trading for Trey Lance. But there's a moment there where he got asked about something, and he's so stone-faced and such a politician, like the way Cheech had asked him about the answers he gives. And he got asked something about, the way things are communicated in Dallas or something like that. And he just gives this shudder and shakes where then it's like you see him catch himself. Like he's like, nope, come on, get it together again. That I think that it's such a quick clip and it's such a small out of context thing. But I think that ultimately it's also a reflection of he's got some fatigue. Like it's a little bit like, okay, I've been the Dallas Cowboys quarterback for a little bit. I don't know that I want to be the quarterback of America's team anymore. I don't know that I like everything that comes with this and all the shouldering that comes with this. It definitely will be a career maker if you win a Super Bowl here.
Sure.
It's just you look at all the other stuff along the periphery and you say, well, what all is that going to take?
If he wants to win a Super Bowl, he better go to a different organization. Don't know how you feel about that.
I don't know.
Who's going to be the coach of this team next year? if you have
to pick. That's one where Belichick would make sense.
Ben Johnson.
I mean, obviously. Ben Johnson, maybe. I don't know.
I would love that. I don't think the Cowboys would hire Ben Johnson.
I just don't know that they're kind of in their Dirk era. Like Cuban got in the last couple of years of Dirk, where it's like he was doing anything to hold it together, and it's just there was never a desire to see the reset. And so a Belichick, I think it would have to be somebody with experience. Belichick, maybe Zimmer, maybe they'd say, all right, Zim, you did a good enough job, bring you up here. But I think it'd have to be one of those type of guys.
Great stuff. You're killing it with Sean and RJ. 6 to 10 weekday mornings here on The Fan. Thanks, Bobby.
I love you all.
We're live at Hurtado in Mansfield. Come by for some delicious barbecue. Or we'll see you Saturday at Hurtado in Arlington for Fan Bowl excitement and fun. 1 hour down, 4 to go. Off night for the Rangers before they take on the Yankees. And we're back with the Mike McCarthy press conference here on your home of the Cowboys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.